Yeah, so they first gave their own selves to the Lord. Yeah, what is the order? The first surrendered themselves to God, and then they were generous. Here's what we can learn from that. You cannot probably give financially to the things of God if you have not first given yourself to the Lord.
Because
your love for God will move you to be generous towards the work of God.
In
Matthew 6, 21, it says, "For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." And you can turn it around, where your heart is, there will be your treasure. Yeah, what you spend your money on will reveal where your heart is at. Yeah, where was the heart of the churches of Macedonia? They first gave themselves to the Lord, and as a result they turned out to be very generous people, giving to the work of the Lord, giving to the Christians that are in need. Matthew
6:33.
Yeah, but seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
اما اول ملکوت خدا و عدالت او را بطلبید که این همه به شما افزوده خواهد شد.
Yeah, so that's the order. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things to matter to you.
و بعد بقیه چیزها به شما.
Yeah, the Macedonians first gave their own selves to the Lord.
خودشونو تسلیم کردن.
Yeah, and then we see that they're generous givers.
و از دست و دلبازی فراوان دادن.
Yeah, if God has your heart,
اگه خداوند قلبتون رو لمس کرده,
your finances are not a problem. Your wallet is not a problem. Yeah, you'll be generous.
کیفتون مشکلی نداره, دست و دلبازی.
Yeah, so this is the example. We're gonna stop here. But this is the example that Paul brings up.
پولس رسول بالا میاره.
From the churches in Macedonia. Yeah, he's telling them, I need you to know this. Yeah, you can learn something from them. You can learn something from them. From them, Corinthians. You can learn something from them. Athens 2022 believers.
قرنتیان‌ها شما از مقدونیه‌ها میتونی یاد بگیرید. در سال 2022 شما هم میتونید.
And here are some things that you can learn from their example.
درسی که میتونید از مقدونیه و ایماندارای اون زمان یاد بگیرید اینه که
yeah, the Christians in Macedonia were generous givers in hard times.
در زمان‌های سختی فهم دادن.
Trials, afflictions.
با همه سختی‌ها، با همه بلاهایی که سرشون بود. فخرهایی که داشتن.
Yet their abundance of joy.
اما شادی زیادی داشتن.
And were very generous.
و دست و دلباز زیادی.
Yeah, the Christians in Macedonia.
ایمانداران
went also beyond their power.
بیش از قدرت خودشون
اقدام کردن. Yeah, they gave to the point that they felt it.
زمانی که حس کردن دارن میدن.
Yeah, they were really generous.
و واقعا دست و دلباز.
The Christians in Macedonia had a willing heart.
مسیحیان اون مقدونیه.
Yeah, there was no force involved.
هیچ اجباری نبود.
To the point that Paul had to argue with them. And they persuaded Paul to take their offering. It's like, I know you want to help the poor, but look at yourself. You need it.
Huh?
And also we saw the Christians in Macedonia were very grateful. Yeah, and gratefulness goes together with generosity. Yeah, you give towards what you love. You give towards that's where your heart is. Yeah, and as we'll see next week, there was an issue with giving with the Corinthians. Yeah, and from here in the chapter, Paul starts really encouraging them to become generous givers like the Macedonians. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.